Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnatore-Minor, and I'm sorry for just the few moment delay there, but we normally have music in the beginning of our show, and I realized that that was not playing, so that's okay. We can make our own music. Anyway, thank you so very much for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show today and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And what we have found is through your many, many phone calls and emails to us after listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit on a weekly basis, the just awesome things that you have said to us about the information that you're finding to be so valuable, the information that you feel is something that is not readily at your fingertips on a normal basis. And after 25 years of this mission, and I call it a mission, and my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I definitely know that it is a mission that found us 25 years ago, put us together as friends and business partners, and started to walk a journey that has been absolutely, absolutely rewarding, amazing, and we are very grateful for it. And again, we thank you, the listeners, because without you, there wouldn't be a Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. Without you, there wouldn't be a Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our national and touching international full-size newspaper. And there wouldn't be the 16th Natural Health and Foods Expo, a conscious inspiration, that actually the dates have been changed for several wonderful reasons, and the dates are now June 13, 14, and 15 of 2014, still at the same venue, which is the Orlando, Florida Convention Center. The reason we changed the dates was because of the wonderful things that are happening with radio stations, including WTAN out of Tampa and so forth. So we felt that it would be just a lot more appropriate because of what has been coming together to change the dates. And it has all worked out beautifully. Everyone is happy and fine with that. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you in 2014. As you know, we do interviews with wonderful people, informative people, people who have not only walked this journey parallel to us over these 25, 30, some 35, 40 years. It is something to be able to sit and listen to people who have put in the kind of energy and passion that they know is the reason that they're here. And when you hear me say that, it simply means that we all have a passion, we all have a purpose. And when we connect with that, it is amazing what we are able to give of ourselves to the world, to ourselves, and to our families and loved ones. As our interviews go, you know that we have people from all over the world we have interviewed. And today we are very excited because we have someone who you're going to hear from in just a moment. We'll open his mic in a second. And what it is he is located in what I say somewhat of our backyard, because we have been spending more time in Florida and expanding along the west coast of Florida and inland toward Orlando. We've had the opportunity to find out about Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I hope that I am pronouncing that name correctly. And today's interview is going to be about protecting and restoring vision, and the fact that this is within each and every one of ours reach. Now, what does that mean? That means that your eyes are no different than any other part of our bodies. We are a whole, beautiful makeup. And when something goes wrong, there is a way to work with that in a natural way without a lot of unnecessary medication, drugs, surgeries, and things like that. So I'm going to see if Dr. Kondrat's mic is being opened up. And are you there, Dr. Kondrat?
I'm here, Marcia. This is Edward Kondrat, and it's great to be on your show.
Well, thank you so much. And I don't know if you know, but this is definitely something that is very close to my heart, because through the years, early on actually, we had the pleasure of connecting with a person and information that is very similar to what we're talking about today with you. And that's why I was thrilled when Tom told me about you and about your center 30 miles north of Tampa, and the, you know, just who you are and the things that you've been doing all this time. So we are very excited. And instead of me telling a whole lot about you, I much prefer in our interviews that I really just give you an opportunity to tell briefly about yourself and why you are doing what you're doing at this point in time.
Well, I was listening to your introduction, and you mentioned that you were lacking intro music. Well, I have my own radio show. It's called Healthy Vision Talk Radio, and I searched in great detail for a good introductory song, and I came across Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. That's a very powerful, moving aria, and he sings Vincero, Vincero, which means I will overcome, I will overcome, and that's kind of my mission, is to help people suffering with severe eye problems to overcome their eye problems and to regain their sight using natural methods. I practiced as a traditional ophthalmologist, and in fact, I'm still a board-certified ophthalmologist for probably 25 years doing cataract surgery, laser surgery, retinal detachment, corneal transplants, and I was very good at what I was doing. But I developed my own health issues. I developed severe asthma, and I almost died twice. And I was taking three different medications, had a lot of side effects, and I really wanted my old lungs back. And my neighbor was one of the top pulmonary doctors in the city, and I said, Dave, I want my old lungs back. What can I do? I said, you're something natural. He told me there's no cure for adult-onset asthma. And just make sure you take your medications, because if you don't, you know, you could die. You know, he practiced by fear. My health wasn't a partnership with him. It was like, listen to me or suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I was doing a lot of marathon training. And in fact, I did the Hawaii Ironman triathlon, and during those times I would take homeopathic remedies to help with my ailments, minor bruises and tendonitis and musculoskeletal problems, and they worked very well, and I thought, well, maybe homeopathy would help with my asthma. So I investigated homeopathy, and to make a long story short, homeopathy cured me of my asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, my goodness, why didn't they teach us this in medical school? And I went to Hahnemann Medical College in Philadelphia, and at one time that was the leading homeopathic medical school in our country. And unfortunately, when I went to medical school, we only had a 15-minute lecture on Samuel Hahnemann. That was it. So my interest was very keen, and I got my degree in homeopathy, and I began to incorporate homeopathic methods in my practice. And for a while I was, you know, wearing two hats. I was still doing surgery and still doing homeopathy, but it reached a point in my career, and that was over 10 years ago, when I decided to only do alternative therapies and to try to help people regain their vision using natural methods.
Well, you know, Dr. Kondrat, This comment that you just made, the very last one there, these are the kinds of things that people have said to me over the years. Okay, you know, with the eyes, I take good care of myself, I go for checkups, I have a little bit of a problem with my eyes, I wear glasses, I, you know, just conversations like that. And it's always been very interesting when I would bring up to this person, and I've done this numerous times to different people, that just what if you were able to strengthen your eyes the same way as you do the rest of your body when you exercise or when you put in the proper nutrition? What if you didn't have to really be prescribed glasses that are meeting your problem instead of having you stretch and utilize the eyes in order to improve? In other words, what if the prescription was done in a way that was having your eyes still working, so the prescription was not exactly meeting the particular depth of your problem, so that you have to exercise your eyes, and that in itself would be a major part of the healing process. And it was totally opening up a whole new arena for people, a whole new one, because they just figure, you know, they go, they get their glasses, they have to wear them, and I don't know, I personally never thought like that. Of course, there's no accidents, we're doing what we're doing. I've always come from the fact that it doesn't matter what the problem is, it can be rectified, helped, improved, and cured according to nature.
Well, one of the problems with spectacle correction, you know, the eye doctors just don't look at the underlying problem. And really, I feel that vision and our perception is much more than just using the optical structure of our eyes, that sometimes it's a way of perceiving the world. You know, as you are inside, you kind of reflect that into the universe.
Yes.
It's just like changing the inside of your body, you can change your reality. And I have an interesting story. Dr. Jacob Lieberman is a good friend of mine, and he's involved in vision research and doing treatments to improve vision, eliminating glasses. And he had an epiphany one time. He was meditating, and he totally eliminated his need for glasses. He went for really thick myopic spectacles to be able to see clearly without any glasses at all. He was so excited. And he went back to his eye doctor and wanted to have his eyes rechecked to see if his prescription changed. And he expected the doctor to say, "My God, it's nothing." His doctor said, "Your prescription hasn't changed. It's still a, you know, highly myopic pair of glasses." And that was a revelation to him, and it was also reinforced my beliefs that our bodies have this unlimited potential to heal. And sometimes we're told we need glasses, we're given a crutch, we're told that we need to have this apparatus to function. Much like I was told that I need to take those 3 asthma medications or I would die. And unfortunately, many people follow their doctors blindly. I hate to use that term, blindly, it's a little pun. But they really should understand that there is a freedom, and they're in charge of their health. And sometimes just simply changing your perception about disease, about your vision, that can be the first step to improve your health and vision.
Well, now what you're bringing up is the fact that we can direct our thoughts, we can direct our health. I mean, these are things that I personally believe very, very deeply. That, and I've played with it every once in a while, Dr. Kondrat. It's been interesting just to play with it every once in a while. How quickly, just with that change of the mind, how we are removed from suffering, you know, suffering of whether we're talking about emotional, mental, or whatever you want to say. Yeah. And that's why you mentioned meditation, and it is something that and yoga, things like yoga, and if somebody wants to call it prayer as well as meditation and so forth, that's fine. I really don't care what one wants to call it. But when we allow ourselves to go into that quiet space, which is who we really are, miracles are awaiting. But when we're operating...
Well, that's one of the reasons why I like homeopathy, because homeopathy is an energetic form of medicine that the remedies, the homeopathic remedies, act as a catalyst to shift the body. So when I see somebody with glaucoma, macular degeneration, or a vision problem, I'm really not just treating their vision problem or their macular degeneration. I'm treating them. So in homeopathy, we'll look at the whole person, their personality, their disposition, other physical problems that they have, fears, emotional states.
Absolutely.
And then when you find the right remedy, not only do they have a profound change in their health, their vision, and also their mental and emotional makeup, it's just very, very rewarding to see the powers of homeopathy. But it's not that the homeopathy is magical. It's just that it acts as a catalyst and helps the body to heal itself.
Absolutely. And listeners, we are, if you're just tuning in, talking with Dr. Edward Kontrott, and that's K-O-N-D as in David, R-O-T. And if you've tuned in from the beginning, that's wonderful. If you're just tuning in right now, we are talking about the natural ways of taking care of your vision issues, and that is such a simple yet such broad topic. And Dr. Kontrott combines conventional and alternative ways, of helping people address their vision issues. And he's the president of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association, has an active medical license in, and if some of this has changed, I apologize, but has an active medical license in Arizona, California, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And there are three, or unless you've snuck another one in, three best-selling books. Is that correct?
Yes, three best-selling books.
Mm-hmm. And what are the titles of those books?
Well, my first book was Healing the Eye the Natural Way, and this was an introduction to methods used to help folks with macular degeneration. My second book was, incidentally, that book did become the number one selling homeopathic book on Amazon.com, so I was very proud of that. That was in the year 2000. And my second book was Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. This is something that I've been doing, taking low electrical current, which helps stimulate the eye to improve visual function, improve circulation. So the book is all about the history of microcurrent and its application for the treatment of eye problems. But my last book, which is kind of my favorite, because it really took me over 10 years to put together, is called 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. And this book is based on a series of lectures that I have given over the last 10 years, helping folks learn the essentials to improve their sight. And we start from the very basics, changing your diet, what food to eat. We talk about hydration, reducing stress, and then we go on and talk about homeopathy, microcurrent, color therapy, color light therapy, and then the last chapter deals with stem cells. So it's a great book for those folks that have eye problems, or maybe if you know someone that has an eye problem but you want to use it as a reference source for prevention, it's a great book.
Well, and this is what's so powerful is, and I use this phrase quite often with people. In fact, I'd say a couple times a day at least, and that is that knowledge is power. And when we feed ourselves, with the truth, it is very hard to turn then away from that, the same way as with, practicing medicine, whether somebody's an MD or whatever the title might be, or I know in your case with being an ophthalmologist and so forth. It's when we are tapping into what we really feel is the truth, we have to shift
whatever that looks like, whatever that shift may end up looking like, but I can't tell you how many times through these 25 years this kind of conversation has gone on with different people in different ways, and the person has had to quit doing surgeries, has had to they just could not continue in the way in which they had because they knew something more. And on a heart level, on a mind level, on a spiritual level, that's what they had to do.
Well, that shift for me, you know, came over a period of many years, and I sort of had to learn some life lessons. I really enjoyed the traditional aspect of ophthalmology. I was a very good surgeon, but I had this misconception that what I was doing was the right thing. And many times I think that the cataract surgery or the retinal surgery was not in the best interest of the patient. And now that I'm doing alternative therapies, I think I'm helping people heal from a much deeper level, seeing remarkable changes. So I have a mix of people that I see. Some folks have early problems with their eyes and are just interested in prevention. And then I have another group that have been subjected to a traditional Western ophthalmology, that had their surgeries, many injections, taking many different eye drops, and they have found that their vision just isn't getting better. And they're seeking alternative treatments. They're seeking a different approach. So I still wear two hats. I really want to do what's best for someone who comes to see me, and in some cases, they do need the surgery. So I'm not completely saying that surgery is not indicated in any situation. But in the majority of cases, I think you need to look at the alternative approach, strengthening your body, just doing the basics to help your eye and your body to heal and help improve your vision.
Right. Well, and with that, I know that you also have this amazing place north of Tampa called the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center, which is 30 minutes approximately north of Tampa, and it sounds like an absolutely amazing place. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Well, you're going to have to come visit us. It's just a beautiful, very quiet. We're on 50 acres. It's a fully functional ranch. We probably have about 100 chickens. We have 60 goats, 7 cows, donkeys, pigs, a very large organic garden. And we're right, we border a lake, a 300-acre lake, so there's bass fishing. But the best thing about this place is patients will come, people will come, and stay for a week or so. And we'll explore their health issues. We'll begin to institute different modalities to begin to restore their health and vision. And at the same time, I think that probably the most important aspect is the fact they're at this very peaceful environment. They're able to rest. They're able to reflect on their problem, and we feed them exceptionally good quality organic food, fresh fruits and vegetables. So we kind of give them the right nutrition, the right spiritual environment, and then we introduce them to healing modalities like microcurrent, homeopathy, light therapy. And probably the favorite treatments that I do are these gentle energy treatments, you know, like homeopathy, microcurrent, light. They're not really obtrusive to the body. These are just general methods that help stimulate the body to heal. But, of course, on the other hand, we do evaluate people for heavy metal toxicity. We do nutritional IVs. We also do chelation therapy. We do oxidative treatment. So we do a lot of aggressive therapies on one hand, because some people come to us in such dire nutritional states that even if they begin to change their diet, it may take 6 months to a year before they improve their nutritional status. So in those cases, they need nutritional IVs, they need aggressive detoxification, just to enable the body to heal itself. You've got to look at those underlying problems to help the body. So it's really exciting. What's really exciting for us is that Martin Sheen has a program called In Focus, and we have been selected. There's going to be a television special this summer featuring my work and the Florida Wellness Center. So we're going to be on national TV. So that's going to be aired to over 84 million homes this summer, probably June or July.
And with the TV show, is this something that is a weekly, or how is that going to be done?
Oh, no, this is just going to be an event. The In Focus program, they feature different alternative doctors, what they're doing to help educate the public. So it's going to just be a one-time program.
Well, that's going to be a wonderful opportunity, and I want to make sure that we have the dates for that, because I know there are going to be people who would like to have that information, and perhaps we already do have it, and I'm just not aware of it. But so listeners, make sure that you make note of that. And Dr. Kondrat, what is the best phone number and website, email, things like that for people?
The website is Healing the Eye, and that's all one word, healingthe.com. Our toll-free number is 800-430-9328. And if any of the listeners would like to get in touch with me or have a question, they can email me at info@healingtheeye.com. Also, I do have a monthly newsletter. If you go to the website, you can sign up for the monthly newsletter. I try to keep you up to date on new therapies and treatments that I'm learning, and I also keep you up to date on exciting things that are happening in my life and things that are happening at the Florida Wellness Center. Like, for example, when one of the goats gives birth, we make an announcement or, things that are doing with the animals. So.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, you better believe that I will. I'm actually traveling right now, and when I am back in Florida in a little while from now, I will definitely be in touch and head that way. That's one of the gifts of what we do with our mission, and that is to be able to actually personally meet and experience so much of this. And again, everything that we're talking about today, I personally, and I know Tom too, just want to say to you, thank you so very much for following what you know is the thing that you are supposed to be doing. And again, we always say that we're not against anything. But what we are is we're very much for people to be awake and aware and to become informed and educated and then make a wiser decision based on that instead of, and even the information that we give, Dr. Kondrat, it's like I tell people, don't take what we say as a given. Do your own research. Go and check into things. Find out things for yourself. And that's really what we like to support people in doing. So with that, I really want to say, and I know on behalf of Tom, that we thank you very, very much. And also we look forward to talking with you a little more about our 16th Natural Health and Foods Expo, Conscious Inspiration, that's going to be at the Orlando Convention Center, June of 2014. So we definitely want to make sure that you're a part of that as well. Okay.
Yeah, I'd be real happy to participate. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And one more time, if you can give your phone number for them.
The toll-free number is 800-430-9328.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Dr. Kondrat, and we will see you again. And thank you. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And listeners, please be sure to go ahead and give Dr. Kondrat a call and go to the website. It's a beautiful place. I have not personally been there yet, but we look forward to visiting very soon. We'll see you next week on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.